conformed to the image of his son. It says in the scriptures, holiness, obedience to the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ, John 1.
Sure. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. Sure.
Amen. Yeah, so
we're being conformed. We disagree with anything that you're teaching here.
Right, but Mark 7, man-made traditions. Are you adding man-made traditions to the worship of God? John 4:24 says we have to worship
the
God.
Specifically, what are the traditions?
Building-centered worship God did away with the building. In the New Testament. We're the building of God now.
Sure. So I don't think when we say this building is a church building, right? We come here together, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, Hebrews, right? Uh-huh. So we come here together, but this is not
the church. The people inside the building are the church.
But I'm sure you tell people come to church on Sunday.
Well, that's when we've chosen to gather together. Sunday.
That's not biblical work. Jesus said, Romans 12:1, we have to be a living sacrifice.
So should people
choose? There's no
choose.
Such thing as a worship service in the scripture.
Right, sure. Should people choose to gather together?
Sure, we could choose.
Is it okay for them to have a set time of week where they do that, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday?
Is that led of the Holy Spirit or of the flesh? When you choose a time to gather, it's a regulated, scheduled service, 1 hour, and then we're off, we can go back into the world. Is that what God really designed, or is it everyday worship, living sacrifice?
Well, I think the model of that was set up even before then. So there's always been a regular set time where God's people come together to worship. Now, whether I don't really care what day of the week you do that on.
Sure.
I think the biblical model in the book of Acts says that, you know, they met on the first day of the week. That's the best example we have. But right. I don't.
Sunday's
think
not
really
the Lord's
have...
day.
Sure,
yeah, that's another.
Right.
Sunday not the Lord's day. That's another false pagan way.
If you would have been here like 5 seconds ago,
I know. I heard what you're talking about.
I don't really care what day of the week you worship on. I don't think that really.
But you can't call it Sunday's the Lord's day like the Baptists do. That's a lie.
Sure. So
it's not the Lord's day.
So again, I don't think.
In Acts 2, they met every day.
Sure. So I really don't think we care what day of the week you meet on. I think it's.
Let's go back to the gospel my brother covered with you. They don't call you out of the world. Part of repentance, coming out of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity. We see it all over here. That's a false gospel. Jesus said, "My sheep are not of the world." John 17.
If you're of the world,
if you're of the world, you have a false gospel. And they keep many pagan ways. Easter's coming.
Brother, you've got a cell phone here and a camera. Those are worldly things.
Sure. I use those for God's glory. Well, worldly things like politics, sports, pride and vanity. We just saw women walk in dressed like harlots. You think that's for God's glory, sir?
Sir, I can't attest to the way anybody dresses.
Really, your pastors are failing you because they don't teach people, they don't hold a standard. One sin's going to put you outside the kingdom of God, sir.
Just one.
Ananias and Sapphira were killed over one lie.
Yes, they were.
After grace had come.
So you never sin.
When I fall into sin, I repent and I don't practice willful sin.
Amen.
Baptists practice willful sin. The false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. Male phallic symbol, occult symbols on the roof. Yes, we're all adults here. That's a penis. That represents a penis in the occult world. You're laughing.
Yeah.
You should go tell your elders that. That's wicked, isn't it?
Sir.
Pagan holidays. Did Jesus say he'd be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights? Where do you get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
He would give them the sign of the prophet Jonah.
He'd be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Is Jesus a liar, sir?
I suppose not.
Can you get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
Okay, so why is that an issue?
Because it's a lie. It's a Roman Catholic pagan lie that Jesus said voids your worship.
Do you believe that Christ is resurrected from the dead?
It voids your worship of God.
Do you believe Christ is resurrected from the dead?
He died on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath. He rose on Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest.
Do you believe that he was resurrected
from the dead? Friday and Sunday are lies.
Do you believe that he was resurrected from the dead?
Of course I do, sir. Look at my signs. We're preaching Christ.
We do too.
But you're preaching him in lies.
Should we celebrate?
No, God never told you to celebrate Easter and Christmas. Those are Roman Catholic pagan lies.
Okay, yeah, we're not Roman Catholics.
Yep, but you're practicing their ways along with your male phallic symbol.
Can you turn off your microphone while I'm 2 feet
back? I'm actually going to keep preaching because I'm almost done here.
I'm 2 feet away from you.
That's okay, sir. Okay. There's police here.
That makes me uncomfortable that you're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you, sir.
I mean, I hope you have a great day.
I'm not yelling at you.
Do you believe that Jesus died?
You're full of lies, sir. The Baptist faith is full of lies. Revelation 22 says no liars will inherit the kingdom of God.
Sure. Can I tell you what we believe?
I know what the Baptist believes. You're defending sin. We don't go along with that.
I don't think we defend sin.
Sure you do, sir. Look at my testing.
going to have audio and video. You're going to be on it because it's a public place here. And you can email us and refute that testing. We've been waiting for one of the elders. They said the pastor's away with his wife somewhere. We've been waiting for one of the elders. Here comes an elder in a pink sport coat. Maybe he, is he an elder? Open the Bible, and we'll show you why your gospel is not biblical, along with these other things. But you can send us an email. We've given you a lot of time here today.